Hello. How are you? We are here live, and today another topic will be Mrs. DeBus. I also want to send my highest condolences to Senator McCain, a great person who everyone knows was held captive. And then had a long stint run for the Senate. So he's also a veteran hero, and he deserves nothing but kind words. And I hope that his family eventually heals and will find comfort in the millions of lives he's touched. And this is bipartisan. He's touched millions. So someday I hope that there will be a special, I wouldn't say ceremony, but a graceful movie to show all the work that he's done, because he's done some very amazing, and he's a grateful and very humble. And at the end, he didn't care about a side. He kept Obamacare. He kept Obamacare for all the people that were out there that really needed it. That meant he stood up to Trump. And he's one of the very few people that would. You know, there are a lot of people that believe Trump is an extremist narcissist. He's disgraceful. And he didn't care who he was. He did not care. He stood up to Trump and the rest of the Republicans, and he said no. He sided with the Americans. That's a true person, down to earth, willing to stand for its country, not just based on a title. You know, this, again, is my first time getting into so many political battles, and I feel like advocating for people who have disabilities who might not be able to advocate for themselves, or people who have family members who have children with disabilities. And it's not easy. We are in the everyday struggle of making it in America. And as a citizen, I feel like we have the right to talk. We have the right to join this barrage of filled with the White House billionaires who don't even use regular people to even understand. They're not even understanding what we go through. And I tell you stories time and time again, they just don't understand. There are certain things that I understand because I've been on both sides. Of course, I haven't been on the super rich side, I'll tell you that much, that's for sure. But, you know, but I will say that I am saddened by the way this election was won. I never thought I would be out battling politically at all. There was one other time that I battled politically. And this isn't just, I'm just a normal mom who loves her kids. You know, my family isn't that normal, but We're normal. You know, I look back at my life and I say, what could I have done different? A lot of things. A lot of things. I wish I could have done a lot of things different. And I think as you grow older, you sometimes think about that. Some people think about it more than others. But I always, as I age and things happen, I always think about the loved ones that are left behind with disabilities. And I always thought, okay, he's going to be okay. America will watch over him. And for all the good things that I've done, I'm sure even if it was an accident, I would stop and pull over and comfort someone and call someone's family member to let them know that they're alive and they're okay. And just little things. So I always figured, you know, when it's my time to go, my family would look out for my family. And if they couldn't do it because we're all older, that the government would help in some formal way. And what I found out It's there are a lot of great autism places. They're unbelievable. One thing I like about the autism societies is that as an autism parent, if you have a child with autism, or if you are an autism yourself, or Asperger's, or in the spectrum, one thing we do is unite together. We will stand and fight together through thick and thin. It doesn't matter what racial background you're from. And to me, that means a lot. And it taught me a lot. And working with developmental disabilities has taught me a lot as well. I sit here and I think about all the parents that didn't make it through because they were so stressed out and arguing with their loved one. It's hard to keep families together when you're in this very difficult position of raising a child with a disability. You know, everyone wants to, you know, right or wrong, wants to keep the children that are born. But when it comes to help raising them, when they have issues, it's a very difficult and touchy subject. And I met a mom just walking outside the other day, and I saw her little girl pull away from her, but her daughter looked like she's about 12 years old. But I just knew in my heart that she was special. And I gave her a big hug, and we cried together because I understand. And we're not the same color. We're not the same race. We're not the same at all in a lot of ways. But you know what we can do? We can relate to each other. Sometimes showing people compassion goes a long way than having all the money in the world. All the money in the world can't buy compassion and buy a caring heart and have someone sit up with you and tell you it's going to be okay. My son made it through when everyone told me, don't waste your time with him. Just leave, go and have your life. You will be struggling for the rest of your life with this boy. Go now. You know, this gives her hope. This gives her favor. This gives her a chance to see that. And some people say, you shouldn't say God. You shouldn't say anything. Whatever your higher power, I'm not here to start a confusion. Whatever your higher power is, you can make it. Sometimes we just need that out, that group of people that will stand by you and help educate you and give things that aren't in textbooks. You know, I think a lot of people voted for Trump because of fear, because of the way things were going. And unfortunately, fear brings what? Hate. And one thing about the autistic community, we're not a hate community. At least I haven't seen it. And maybe there are some different out there, but I don't. I see people every day trying to help each other in one way or the other. And I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. I cannot stop talking about it enough because these are the people that you cry to. These are the people that you hold on to when you're having a problem. You know, you're the person, but right now I'm the person because when he start talking about Medicaid, cutting Medicaid waivers, although I don't get a waiver, my son is an adult who is an adult that has lots of needs that need to be met. And only the way to do that is through a program that's offered through a Medicaid waiver. Absolutely, the mother bear comes out at me. And I'm going to fight, and I'm not just fighting for my son, but I'm fighting for all the other parents who are out there struggling and all the parents who have kids who are just beginning this process because, you know, all the kids are aging and we have to figure out how do we do an inclusive society that's going to help our children. For health and safety reasons, how do we do this inclusive? How do we do this? How do we get the funding? Who's going to take care of my son when I'm gone? Who's going to take care of your son? Yes, I guess at the end of the day, parents can say, well, you're gone, you don't know. But, you know, I'd like to know if I could. I'd like to try and set up something. I'd like that. That's what my goal in life would be, I guess, is to just advocate for people. And I'm not 100% well, so I can't advocate 100% of the time, but I would like to advocate. I know that with compassion, a heart, time, and effort, we can unite together to try and keep families together. Everyone's biggest complaint, there's no families. There's no family units when you have a child with disability, because usually the families break down. They leave. They don't have time. But we have to start getting some of these technology devices in the home to help give breaks to these families. A lot of these families are so overworked and so tired. So many of them wind up on drugs or alcohol or other issues. It's unreal. And, you know, I hear all these talk about they want a Christian right to refuse. Anyone who is a Christian or religious belief of any sort, I can't imagine that they tell you to take from the poor and give to the rich. So when you gave that tax break to the rich, I don't understand how you can balance one with the other. I don't understand the actual community for justice and people who are promoting God or Allah or whatever it might be, to then go against so many things like healthcare. It's just very, very sad. I mean, every time you turn around, there's a shooting. People are depressed. People are upset. We need help, and we need help now. And we need programs to help people. Peer support has worked for many, many years and have kept many, many people alive and safe and able to maintain somehow in this world. So, you know, when they came out with all their new plans and they cut off people off of case management services, anybody who didn't qualify for Medicaid, they just threw them to the wolves. And unfortunately, by doing that, they didn't understand what they were doing, because a lot of the people that needed that services, they're now just out on their own. And when you have someone with you who can walk with you during the good times, but also in the bad times, it's a big help. That's what keeps family together. And they didn't want to pay for that funding. And when you sit up here and you want to think that you want to place blame on everyone, it's not everyone. It's not everyone. There are some good police. There are some very bad police. We need a judicial reform. There's no question in my mind about that. We need job and family reform. There's no question in my mind about that. Some of the ideas that Trump has are just outrageous. And it shows you that how out of touch he really is with society. These people up top, they don't even know how much cars cost, because they don't have to ask. They just go sign. And it's sad. And I hope that this Christian base that they're getting together, this Restoration Reform Act, where they can put signs in the window refusing to serve people or refusing to treat medically. To me, that is so disgraceful. You knew when you came to America, or if you were born here, that this is a country of a melting pot of all religion, of all diversity, of all people. All different types of people live in America. You knew this when you were here. If you do not like that and you really can't work around people who are diverse and your religion won't allow you to do that, then maybe you should go to a country where they allow just your religion, because you're not going to fit in here in America, because no matter what people say, LGBT are not going anywhere. Black people are not going anywhere. White, Asian, Spanish, this is a melting pot, and it will stay a melting pot no matter what. So you can change your laws, but you can't change who was here. And, you know, the only person that got a piece of restitution was the Indians. And that's if you want to call that restitution. So, again, I'm telling you, you know the rules for America. Under the Constitution of the United States, we also have civil rights that protect us. you have to follow everyone. And a president who makes jokes about hanging people, well, actually, he said he didn't make the joke. It was a joke that Pence made, you know, the real high moral extreme of evangelica, if I'm saying it right, he made. I don't understand. Like, I really don't understand. How do they get to run a country? Because even if you don't like any of it, you don't have to like an LGBT person. You don't have to be best friends with an LGBT person. But you do have to show respect by you not denouncing that type of talk and hatred. Guess what? You have all the people that always run to your aid. There are people who actually have no brain. They listen to every word you say and take it as law. If you tell them to go do something to someone, they go do it because they have no brain to think for themselves. So you know this. You know this. You've seen it on the news. But you make comments like that that puts LGBT people in harm's way. You do not denounce anything. A very few things have you denounced when it comes to minorities or LGBT community. You never once said anything in Pride. Okay, I get it. You don't want to be a part. You think that they've got diseases. You said you didn't even want to talk about AIDS. You took the HIV and AIDS funding and gave it to a different organization. How about our Social Security surplus? That's gone too. I mean, there's so many different things that make people see what they believe to be true, which is that you're a racist. Why would you give Bannon a highest security clearance? He's got a higher security clearance than your own son and your daughter. And he's with the alt-right community. How does that work? And how now can anyone trust you? How can you build a bridge of trust? Is there a way? Do you even care? No, there's probably not a way. And you probably don't care. And that's the problem. Because we have people in this world who really need help and who really do care. You never reach out to the everyday Americans. ACLU, thank you so much for continuing to shine a light on ICE in our immigration disgraceful policy. I want to thank you. And you know what? Melania, I haven't said anything about you, but I want to say thank you. You know, sometimes as women, we can get lost. And we can get lost, and we get lost so bad that we forget our own values and our beliefs. And that's just how it is. This is a woman with integrity. Say what you want about her past. She stood up to her husband. She's still on going from country to country, talking about hate speech. That's a great woman. I'm not so sure why Trump wants so many migrants not to come here when every woman that he's been with is not even just all American. Like, dude, what is the problem with you? Equality is not just about LGBT. It's about women too. And your record with women is trash. So for all the people who voted for you, they must not feel good about women. And that's sad. But your wife, well, if that's what you call it still, your wife has decided to keep going and stand up with pride, hold her head up, and still do what she needs to do as First Lady. And I have nothing but respect for that. Melania probably is a great person. She seems like a good mother. And the worst part for her is I feel bad. She has to be your husband, your wife, sorry. Because, you know, she's getting attacked for reasons she shouldn't even be attacked. There are pictures out there that probably don't deserve to be out there, but they're out there because of you, Trump. Women, Democrats, kids, teenagers, it is time to go door to door. We need to vote. We need to take our country back. We need to heal America's racial tension. We need to do reforms like it is no one's business. We can and we will do better. We can, we will do better. We need to limit Trump's ability to make laws that are disgraceful and hurtful, and shutting down programs that really help people. You put people in a spot where they have nothing, you're going to see how deadly and dangerous this world can become. He's pissing off every single one of our allies, which is very scary. And you keep calling on Russia. I don't know what to say about you and Russia's relationship. One minute it's, oh, no, no, Russia. Now it's back to, well, they didn't do anything. I just don't know. And frankly, I really don't care at this point, because I'm just so disgusted by everything that you have done. I don't see how you could still be president. And I don't understand how these Republicans, if anything, why are they so scared of you? What is it? What do you have on them? Is it this mob mentality that they're falling for? What is it? None of them speak up to you. Well, the senator today, that canceled the meeting, whether it was today or yesterday, that canceled the meeting for the Supreme Court justice. Thank you, the Democratic senator. Thank you. She's great. It's wonderful. People are standing up to Trump again. Let's keep going. Let's take back our country. We can do this. And we can heal America. We have more of a divide than we've ever had. Not just with police, with black and white. It's ridiculous. If he keeps on this path that he's going, I am telling you, the discrimination is going to get worse. It's going to keep getting worse. It is so bad right now. Like, I feel like I'm in the 60s. Yeah, it's bad. And we need it to get better, and we need to get better quickly, because he's brewing just crazy nonsense that doesn't need to be brewed. We can take the country back. And I don't mean just me. I mean every single person. Let's stop and limit his ability to make these laws that are going to hurt the American people. Please, please vote. This is my duty and what I can do to help. I need you all to vote. Take a friend, take a neighbor, register. It is not too late. Please vote to take back our country. Republicans, you don't have to tell your Republican friends, because when you go in there, it's nobody's business but yours. Please vote. Tell them you're going to vote Republican. Please vote Democratic so that we can at least slow down on these things. This is disgusting. It's hurting everyone. And I see Trump's little trick, what he did with the farmers. He gave the Obama aid, the one thing he promised never to do. Well, of course, because we have election season coming up. He gave farmers aid, the same farmer aid that Obama talked about and did. He gave it. Trump, you are not meeting with everyday people. You did. You wouldn't make sure that no one would pull out people from their wheelchairs to go against Obamacare. You would have embraced these people. You would have embraced change. And you don't have to become gay to be respectful. You should have made sure that your base was respectful. We can all live in the same country. We do not all have to believe the same thing. But unfortunately, you don't denounce anything that's not what's about you. That's why Bannon apologized. I even thought, oh my gosh, what's Bannon going to do? He went out and he went against your son. And boy, did you start calls, huh? You know, the only thing that you've brought out is out of the woodwork is the racists. And that's bad. I sit here disgusted. Disgusted. But you know what? We all love everyone until you give us a reason not to. We stand by those teenagers who are working on gun control. We like that. I am so proud of them. I know I'm just one person who's saying this, but I am proud. Betsy DeVos, am I saying her name wrong again? Yes, the billionaire U.S. Secretary of Education who's taking special needs children's rights away, her? Or the schools all have a special way of how they report sex crimes. That's gone away too, because Betsy DeVos felt it wasn't necessary. And oh yeah, she didn't report hundreds of thousands of claims of discrimination. Wow. Why does she still have a job? What exactly does she do that she feels that her life is threatened so much that the American people have to pay $10,000 a day for her security team? And now she's saying she wants to buy guns for every teacher? Is there a school missing? Buying guns for every teacher. First off, you just heard me say in every job, there's good and there's bad. Why is she talking about that? Like, that's... Betsy DeVos needs to go sit down in her rich home and go back to going to her rich affairs and leave our country alone, because you are making enemies. It's just ridiculous. So $10,000 a day? I have people that will lay down the law for you. They'll take a bullet for you for $10,000 a day. Shoot, they'll do it for $1,000 a day. You can save. In fact, if you want to know the truth, we could get you $5,000 a month. And actually, to be honest, $3,000 a month. There are people that would lay their life on the line for $3,000 a month, every month. Listen, Ms. DeVos, you're too rich for us. This country needs their money. So please, 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 just leave, quit, resign. We'll do better without you. We need our children to be into technology. You know, this Space Force. And no, I'm not laughing at all. It's great. But we have to educate our kids on the basic things. We can't even do that right. So how are we going to work on Space Force? Can we get a little education going on at our schools? Can you pay people money that are going to be at our schools? How many mass shootings will it take for change in America? We must all do our part, and we must all keep our allies. We've worked decades to keep our allies, and one guy comes and ruins it over one term. That's ridiculous. And the people who wind up paying for the tariffs are not the super rich, so what do they care? And they got their tax breaks anyway. It's us. It's the everyday American people. I'm just so fed up, but I am looking forward to this. Please ask your neighbor. Please make sure that everyone votes. America, do your part. Do your part. Do your part. We must vote. Let's end this hate. Let's bridge these gaps. Let's bridge these gaps between law enforcement and communities. Let's bridge the gaps between these laws that were set up, designed to keep you on the system and to fail you while you're on the system. Let's make change. Can we talk about real change? Can we? Let's do it. Let's do it together. Change. Change starts with you. We can do it. Put your mind to it. Please vote. 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 We will rise united. Democrats, vote. We need to take control away from Trump. Lessen his ability to do things that are just ridiculous. Thank you, and I'm out.